another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And oh man, and do we have an episode for you.
And I'm playing with our new recorder. Yay. Okay. We have a great episode. We have something we're trying to keep timely because things are being timely for us. So
sure.
So as you probably can see, we're doing our first Wolverine comic.
Yeah, he's never appeared in a solo issue before on our show.
Yeah, I can't think he's probably been in like an X-Men one we've done.
Yeah, I think he popped up in the background somewhere, but we've never done anything of his solo stuff before.
We don't really do a lot of X-Men stuff.
No, that's true, we don't.
I feel like there's enough coverage of that. Not to saying that we can't do it, but at the same time,
there's just
like,
so much of it, I think, is the thing.
Yeah. I mean, besides the X-Men characters that I like aren't necessarily, I don't really care much for Wolverine or, you know, Gambit.
Marvel's Batman.
So, yeah. But let's talk about, we were talking about this last week. We were talking about something we saw recently was Justice League Dark.
Oh, yeah.
We did watch that fairly recently, and I liked it.
I did too, actually. I really enjoyed it. It was a little, you know, I'm always a sucker for the DC animated universe. I have sort of stepped away from it lately because everything seems to have Damian Wayne, and as everybody knows, I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
So I won't watch anything with him in it. So I have to, I've had to like step away for a while, and it's been really nice to, it was nice to go back and like watch a nice, fun animated movie that was really kind of weird and a little bit dark and a little funny at the same time.
Well, it's in the name.
Well, I know, but I mean like, yeah. You know. No, but it's also a little funny.
It's surprising.
Constantine was great in it.
Yeah, no, the characters they use were really great. You know, I think, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I think the way that they used Black Orchid was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And weird in a way that they used her in such a way that it made sense for the story.
Yeah.
But for the history of the character, which the character itself is extremely enigmatic. Mm-hmm. Enigma. Is that how you say that? Enigmatic?
Sure.
Enigma.
I think it's enigmatic.
Enigmatic, yeah. I'm trying to think what they used to call Jeff Hardy. An enigmatic enigma.
Sure. Not everything relates to wrestling.
Sometimes it does. She's a very, very... a different character, you know, very odd character, and you know, to actually knowing what the hell it is that she represents and you know what she is and how she is and stuff, it's just strange.
Yeah,
but you know, she but they used her pretty good in here. And I liked Etrigan.
Oh yeah,
I thought Etrigan was great.
Had a lot of your guys in it.
Yeah, well, it has a lot of my guys. I feel like Swamp Thing was not in it nearly enough.
No, Swamp Thing wasn't in it enough, and I felt like Batman was kind of pointless.
Yeah.
Actually, he just sort of hung out.
He showed up just to be grumpy.
He didn't really do much.
Kind of what he does in the first place.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they put him in there, obviously, because they're like, oh, people buy anything with Batman on it.
It's true, they do.
So.
Yeah, but, Zatanna... not the biggest fan of hers.
She was good in this.
She's good, but I feel like they
could have used her better, I think.
Well, no, here's the thing.
I still feel she was good.
I feel like she's overpowered in some ways.
You know, I don't really know what Zatanna's power set entails, like how powerful she can get, so I don't actually know.
I feel like, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know her well enough, but I feel like she's definitely over, like, she was overpowered. And,
I said maybe. Like I said, I don't read a lot of Zatanna.
You know, in
stuff,
the sense that she's, you know, able to do, you know, I don't know. I always find her as an odd team member out when it comes to, like, Justice League stuff. I don't know. It's just something about the fact, I mean, she's like a magician. She has all these great spells, you know.
She just makes more sense in Justice League Dark.
But then again, you know, somebody, maybe that's in the same idea that Constantine is overpowered because he's just some, British schmuck that, you know, does a bunch of stuff, and you know, he's just a regular dude, you know. Whereas, you know, I feel like
who's tapped into the dark forces.
He's tapped into the dark forces.
Or the forces, depends on the day.
Yeah, but then you know, but Zatanna is more of a, just more of a, like a traditional kind of character.
Yeah,
like a DC character, and she still doesn't. I guess it makes sense. I'm just being nitpicky.
Yeah.
You know, cause I did like it a lot. I thought Dead Man was fun.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I do like though when anytime Dead Man gets brought up.
Yeah.
It's always like a very, like they have to really get somebody to choose some scenery.
Yeah.
When they're doing his voice. So in this case, they had like Nicholas Turturro doing it.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, I'm Dead Man. You know, whatever. You know, hey, I'm Dead Man. You know, whatever trying to do with him.
No one can see him.
No one can see him.
So well, it depends on who you are. Constantine can see him.
Yeah, Constantine.
You know, Zatanna can see him, obviously. Any magic character tends to be able to see him, but.
Yeah.
Everybody else can't see him.
But he's, he's pretty good. You know, I love Dead Man. I like things that he shows up in, and you know, I don't pay nearly enough attention to him. Well, here's the thing. I don't pay nearly enough attention to current comics as it is.
Yeah.
I'm just being upfront about that. Like the stuff that I read, if I'm reading comics, I'm just reading the stuff we read for the show and stuff that's associated with it.
Yeah.
You know, and old stuff. Like I don't have the time or the patience to read new stuff.
Yeah.
Because it just keeps coming and coming and coming. You know, and
the mail.
It does. It just keeps coming. And then they reboot stuff. So it's like,
I know it's hard to catch up.
It's kind of hard to
figure out what's going on.
Jump into something and, you know, and especially for me, like I'm invested in a lot of weird characters that aren't around and that their histories are all kind of, sometimes convoluted by needs for like DC or Marvel to reboot.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts. And so, yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time with that. Because I know like something like Dead Man, like I know he does currently sort of exist in the current DC universe.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Or I mean, for DC, that's just like Dark when, you know, the New 52 he was around.
Right. But is he now around? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that the magic part of the DCU is a real fucked up place.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yeah. And also saying Swamp Thing 2 was definitely extremely underutilized.
I know.
I just want to see just a Swamp Thing.
Oh, I would too.
Cartoon done like this, not like the hokey Kenner stuff.
Yeah.
You know, hokey, you know, 1990s stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just do something that you know, if you want to get dark with it, get dark with it, you know?
Yeah. No, I thought it was fun. I actually really, they didn't use him enough, but when they did use him, I enjoyed it.
There was, his final scene.
Was fucked up.
Was fucked up, and I don't know how, I don't feel good about it.
Yeah.
And I don't really, because I don't want to spoil it here.
Right.
But it just kind of confuses me and upsets me.
Yeah, I don't even know if that was a thing, but I like that when he does show up, he's kind of just like, I don't like any of you.
No, I mean, why would
he? Which makes sense.
You know, he's an earth elemental and we treat the earth like a toilet.
We sure do.
You know?
So. Yeah. We're all gonna die. Yay.
I had that. I people seem to like that picture I posted of the Justice League America issue where it just says, what was it? What did it say? Like,
the earth is screaming or something. The screaming end of earth or something along those lines.
It's like.
You
should look it up because it's.
I'm looking at it right now.
It amuses me.
I know.
Yeah, find me. Find me on Instagram, guys. I post pictures of comic books.
Yeah.
By the way.
You sure do.
At Angry Hero Sean, if you are on the Instagrams and you want to follow me. I know a few of our friends, our loyal followers, do follow us there.
Let's see.
What does it say?
When a world dies screaming.
Yeah.
It's now.
It's like, shout out to now.
Pretty much. Anyway.
Oh, we're such schmucks. So I guess we want to talk real quick too about the Oscars. You want to mention? You said you wanted to mention that.
Oh no, I just wanted to say today's the Oscars.
It is.
My predictions for it, if you want to know, and I'm positive I'm right, is that someone will make a Trump joke that has no teeth.
It's guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Some actor.
A lot of gummed jokes.
Yeah.
Swallow some applesauce with those.
Yep. A lot of some actor will refer to another actor's performance as brave.
Mm-hmm.
That will happen. And La La Land will win everything because there's nothing Hollywood loves more than itself.
Yep.
So even if I haven't seen La La Land, but I don't know if it deserves all the things from what I've been hearing. I mean, I'm sure it's good, it doesn't. But it's not, I mean, like, the best.
I'm certain it deserves a few things, sure. But it doesn't deserve all the things.
Yeah, I don't know if it deserves all the things, so we'll see. Yeah. I used to try to watch all the Oscar-nominated movies, but I've given up on that.
Well, we did watch, this weekend, we watched Arrival.
Yeah.
The movie's dumb.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know a lot of people like it.
I mean, it was fine for what it was, but then it got really dumb at the end.
It got really dumb at the end. It's a very, breathtaking, beautiful, visually, and there's a lot of, it's very interesting, cool. To be like, oh my God, this is a movie.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing now.
Yeah, totally.
And it's fascinating, that this is what filmmaking is able to bring us in 2016, 2017, but as far as the story goes, farts, I mean,
farts.
I am not into it.
Yeah, I hear that.
And then we also watched Hell or High Water, and I liked that one a lot.
That was all right.
Yeah, actually, if I want anything to win, it's that, because I saw it.
Good job.
No, I feel like I've seen some other stuff.
No, I know we had talked about possibly seeing Manchester by the Sea, but it seems to be.
I had to put the kibosh on that because I just didn't.
Dead children.
Well, I don't know even. I just know that it's probably depressing.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where it's like, everybody, it's kind of like Blue Valentine or, all these kind of movies that are just super intense.
Yeah.
And super, emotional. And, it's like, and it's great acting, It's just the best acting, people are really, burying their souls out there.
So much acting.
But it's not something I actually want to watch.
Right.
Because... here's the thing. It's like nobody's asking for my opinion, so I don't have to watch it. If I was actually a part of like one of the guilds and they sent me these things, they're like, "Hey,
well,
vote
that's
on
the thing.
This.
We need to get on the screener nonsense. Like, yeah, that's we need to like get a job where we can get screeners. So if anybody out there has a job that they need somebody to do, and you'll send me screeners, I'm your person. Mm-hmm. That's my pitch.
Yep, good job.
Yeah.
Trying to think, there was a few other. I think Suicide Squad is up for an Oscar.
Okay.
As far as comic book related stuff, it's up for like a makeup Oscar, which it probably won't win, but I just want it to win.
Well, it's kind of like the time we wanted, what was it, like
Dirty Grandpa? Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa to win for makeup, I think it was.
Yeah, that was up for it too, which I had no chance.
Oh no.
But you just kind of want to see somebody be like, Bad Grandpa.
Yeah, what I would actually really like to see is somebody do what they did last year when the lady from Mad Max costuming won. She just like fucking walked down the aisle in like a leather jacket and jeans, and everybody's glaring at her. And I was like, "You are a fucking badass, and I love you for this."
Yeah,
everybody was pissed because she wasn't like in some dress. It was great.
Who cares? Who cares?
She looked like a badass. That woman is like my idol. Are you kidding?
Look, voters. If you don't want somebody to win, don't vote for them.
I know.
She just looked
fucking cool.
If you want to judge your basis of whether, if you're upset because somebody didn't wear a dress to the Oscars and you're like, well, maybe, I shouldn't, what are you going to do? Go back and like research everybody and make sure they dress properly at award shows?
Right.
That they're not some sort, unless they're some sort of comedian doing some sort of bit.
I thought she looked cool.
Oh, she looked, yes. Who gives a shit?
I thought it was awesome.
It's the body of work that we're celebrating. We're not celebrating their pants or their clothes or their dresses or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's fucking great.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So we'll watch that tonight, and that'll probably, when the time this comes out, the Oscars will be behind
us. Yeah, none of this will matter by the time this comes out.
So we've we watched a few other movies this weekend too. We watched Double X,
which is a horror anthology.
Mm-hmm.
Where all of the horror shorts have to be written by, directed by, and starring a woman in the lead role. It was fun. There were some of them that I liked better than others, obviously. Horror anthology, that's kind of how it is.
Yeah.
But you can get that on Amazon.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll do a cheap plug for a crossover for a network that is not associated with this podcast. But I work for Podcast One. I produce podcasts for for people there, and I produce a show for horror director Mick Garris, and he is going to be talking to the some of the ladies from that horror anthology for an upcoming episode. So his show is called Postmortem with Mick Garris. You can check that out on iTunes and stuff and podcast1.com. So yeah, that's good. That's coming up. So yeah, so I mean, yeah, we've been watching stuff. I'm not doing enough reading.
Mm.
But we did read this week.
Sure.
And we read something stupid. And we read Wolverine.
Yeah.
And it's actually great because it ties in with Wolverine coming out this
Logan.
Logan.
Coming out
Logan
this weekend.
Loganberry coming out.
Yes, Loganberry is coming out.
I wish it was Loganberry coming out. So we'll get to that in just a second.
So which is the hottest Marvel character?
Iron Man.
Ant-Man. I can't decide between Professor X and Magneto, so both.
Loki.
Is Wolverine Marvel?
What about White Tiger?
What about White Tiger?
Doc Samson.
Doc who?
Star Fox.
That's a video game.
The girls go on a journey to determine every Marvel character's hotness in Ohotmu or Not, the official handbook of the Marvel Universe podcast you didn't know you wanted. Available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
Okay, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here, and we have our book for the week. It is in honor of Logan.
Coming out on Friday.
Coming out on Friday. It is Wolverine, number 58, from early August 1992. And I have it's difficult because like the actual title of the book.
Yeah, it's like four pages in.
It's like four pages in. So I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, I thought that was weird too when I was reading it this morning. I was like, wait, why is this title in here?
Yeah. So, anyways, Wolverine on sale twice a month. That's too much.
Too much Wolverine.
Too much Wolverine. But it's the 90s, so whatever.
Sure.
But he is on the cover with old podcast friend. Terror Inc.
Oh yes, Terror Inc.'s in this one.
It's Wolverine, and you got to his left, you have Terror Inc. being like, argh.
Yeah.
And then you have Jubilee to his right going, oh.
Right.
You know, and
Wolverine in the middle screaming.
And it says, and at the bottom it says, dot, 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 along comes Terror.
Right. We also have to say that Wolverine is drawn such that his upper body looks regular, and then his thighs look like eight thighs put together.
That's right. You did. Yeah, you were.
They're insanely big.
Like, yeah, he's got some really
like they don't match
big.
The rest of his body.
His quads are massive. He does not skip leg day.
Oh, no. Wolverine does not skip leg day.
No. He's,
I think he doubles down on leg day.
Yeah, he makes sure. I mean, well, he is 5 foot.
Two.
One.
He's tiny.
He's very tiny. So, I mean, you know, it does kind of, you know, he is kind of into, you know, probably being as squat and monstrous as he can.
Sure.
But, yeah, but here they are.
Yep.
And so we open up on the next page. We don't get the title of the book.
Nope. We don't get the title. We get some boxes, some thinking boxes, narration boxes.
Thinking boxes.
Thinking boxes. And it's just Wolverine at the mansion.
Yeah.
Shirtless, walking down a hallway, very furry.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have to say, I appreciate that they've given Wolverine body hair.
Well, he's always been like that.
I know that, but I mean, sometimes when you get like super ripped dudes, like they're all perfectly waxed and shaven, and I'm glad that they were like, no, Wolverine is hairy. Let's give him some hair.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
I'm confused here because they're out at the X mansion.
Yeah, they're at the school.
But it says Salem Center, New York. I thought it was like Westchester.
I don't know. Maybe it changes.
I mean,
it's in New York.
The building, the Xavier School does explode like every minute.
Right. So who knows? But they're at wherever the school is supposed to be. It looks like the mansion. Wolverine, shirtless, toweling off after a workout in the
danger
room. And he is full of rage because Mariko has died. I think that's how you say her name.
Mariko,
and he's like, she's the only woman I've ever loved except Jean Grey, but we're not going to talk about this in this book.
Yeah, he gets a lot of love. He has a lot of feelings.
Yeah, but he does say
we're ways off from his real big, you know, from really big Jean Grey feelings.
I guess.
But
are
although
we?
I'm certain, well, no, it's,
I thought that was always a thing.
It's always a thing. You know what? I don't know. Again, like I said, I'll be very honest here.
I don't know much about Wolverine.
I know enough about Wolverine that I can get by.
Yeah, but I don't know about who he's been fucking now.
But here's the thing, though, is like he's got such a crazy history. Like he's got a daughter now. You know, he's got, you know, all these different, he's got this different origin, you know, this origin that, you know, I'm certain that this movie Logan's going to be about.
Sure.
This
is probably pre Bone Claws that we're looking at right now.
Well, this is 58. So, and he didn't end up getting his Bone Claws until after 75.
Can I say how much I fucking hate Bone Claws? Can I just put that out there? Okay. I hate them. I think that's the dumbest thing I have ever heard. I like the idea that he was given claws by this crazy experiment that gave him adamantium.
It was excess goodness in his body. And it was hey, you want claws? Sweet.
Yeah, now you have them. Because now we're really turning you into a weapon. I hate this idea that I just always had bone claws. And now they're covered in metal. I'm like, oh, fuck that. That's stupid.
I mean,
he is a
mutant, though. So
know,
it could just be
like
a secondary mutation.
It's not something I like. I like more nefarious government workings with giving him claws and really turning him into a weapon.
Canadians be doing shit. I like that. I like that the idea of Wolverine is based on Canadians being evil.
I know, it was such a weird thing.
Yeah, because there's a lot. If you read Alpha Flight comics, like Canadians, you know, these are Canadians. This isn't America. This is like Canadians being
not,
raw.
Not that we're going to say that I'm certain Canadians can be evil.
Of course,
but here in America, they have such a reputation for being so nice.
Yeah,
and
pizzas and McDonald's.
You've got Justin Trudeau with a nice ass walking around right now,
he's walking around eating that McDonald's pizza.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have ketchup chips. I don't know what that's about.
Wait a minute, you have ketchup chips here too.
I had never heard of ketchup chips until I met you.
Ketchup chips are
they're up close to the Canada.
There's also,
which is where you are from.
There's like a place up close. There's a company in Pennsylvania that does them called Hers. Yeah, they do ketchup chips.
See, here's the thing. When I
they're not very good.
They sound disgusting. I refuse to eat them.
Imagine eating ketchup all the time.
No. It's gross. So here's the thing. Like, I did not know about ketchup chips until I met you. I didn't know that they have an M&M called a Smartie.
Yeah.
Up in Canada.
Yeah, they call Smarties.
And I didn't know about Tim Hortons. This is another thing.
I'm surprised you didn't know about Tim Hortons.
How would I know about Tim Hortons? I grew up in Colorado.
That's true.
Like, I'd never heard of it. And so I was like, what is this nonsense that you're talking about? But apparently there's a whole other world up there by the Canadian border.
Yeah, Canadian.
Also, Basil, your weird Sesame Street bear, which I never saw.
That's right. Here's the thing. So just a quick aside.
Well, we have talked about Basil on the show before.
Have we?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so then I don't need to go into it.
But yeah,
I will not talk about
it. It was
Basil.
A bear on Sesame Street that counted in French.
It was the French Canadian bear who counted as Basil, because that's how you know being so close to Canada, you get all the get some French stuff. You know, you get cultured in Buffalo. You got Polish, you got French, you got
Italians up there.
You got your Italians.
Got some Irish up there.
Running the right. Got the Irish. Yeah, fuck yeah, you got the Irish. Holy shit! Yeah, we got it all.
Just basically, it's like, are you Catholic? Come on in.
You know, we got,
that should be Buffalo's slogan.
We got.
Is your people majority? I can't talk. Is the majority of your people Catholic? Then come in.
You know, we got black cultures. We got black culture. We got Native American culture because
that's true.
You know, half of our towns end in A, and they're all like Indian town, Indian reservation. Chitawaga, Gowanda,
and there is a
Tonawanda.
There is a reservation up by you guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're all
So
Buffalo, Western New York is a cultured area.
Oh, yes. Who knew?
Who knew? but this is so. Anyways, Wolverine walking around shirtless. He's having a think, and he overhears Professor X chatting with some guy. I don't know who this guy is.
He's just talking. Basically, he's a business guy who's a logger. He cuts down trees. He's a whatever. That's what he does. And his daughter is missing.
Yes.
So he has come to Professor X to ask him for help because he's heard through the grapevine that Professor X kind of has some special friends who help him out with stuff. And Professor X is like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just run a school with these gifted people, but they're not gifted in the way you're thinking, haha. But they totally are.
There's also a hairy man walking my halls.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I was dumb. He's like, no, I get it. It's your daughter. Here's what I don't get. So this guy's holding like a book full, like a scrapbook.
Yeah.
Okay. Wolverine, does he sneak into...
He sneaks in.
But here, doesn't that guy still have it in his hand? Why did he leave it? That's his daughter's scrapbook. Why did he leave it on Professor X's desk?
Maybe he's just going to show the guy around.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe they're just going to the back. He's like, look, because maybe there's a panel here where he's like, after, you know, Xavier
Let's go says, to the cafeteria.
Yeah, maybe Xavier's like, after, like, look, nothing extraordinary at all about these, you know, nothing about that, nothing, you know, we're not doing anything. And the guy was like, I got to take a shit. Show me the bathroom.
Well, either that or he's like,
or he's like, hey, grilled cheese day in the X cafe in the Xavier cafeteria.
Do you think they have like a little cafe where it's like, yes. Oh, over here, this is where we have the coffee, and it's kind of like a Starbucks sort of thing.
Ooh, X-Men Starbucks.
It's an X-Men Starbucks, but it's not, you know, it's
just.
And then
says, it's like, it's funny because he just goes there and just whoever they have like a special coffee making mutant.
Yeah.
Know,
yeah.
Barista. Yeah, it's Barista.
I just called Barista.
The mutant.
Barista the mutant who makes all the coffee.
Barista the coffee mutant. That's all he can do. He can give you cream, you sugar.
That's
give
the
you,
best mutant.
Make you, he's got, his skin is, it gives you pure caffeine.
Oh, no, I don't want it from that. I don't want him to, like, jizz it or finger jizz it.
That's all
all
they
over
do, because that's
But
like,
I don't want that. I just want him to like have a knack to make coffee. I just want him to be really good at making coffee.
What happened was he went
he
to
always,
Xavier and
he can
like,
always smell the perfect coffee.
My parents are really upset that I'm constantly excreting coffee.
I mean, like, what? Does it like pour
what
out of
can
his
I do?
Finger?
Yeah, it just comes out of his pores. He just goes, like, he can just mix it. He goes,
so, you know how people sometimes get oily faces? Does he get, like, coffee face? It just, like, oozes out of his pores?
Yeah, that's gross. Yeah, that's just, but it's great. It's great coffee. It's the best coffee.
That can't be great.
The best coffee.
What do you have to do? You have to, like, lick him? Like, ah.
That's what happens. See, what's going to happen is he's going to take this guy. The guy's like, I really love a cup of coffee. He's like, great. Come here, barista. Ah.
You lick him like a lollipop. You're like, now, now.
I'm just going to lick this mutant for a while, and then Wolverine's going to walk in and look at you. Just...
He's like, I secrete liquids. And you're like, ew, but also great. I don't want to lick a dude's face.
Do not let me
face.
Write for X-Men ever.
Because you're going to have some guy licking a coffee mutant.
Yep. Gross. So Wolverine sneaks in. He looks at the scrapbook because he's, you know, he's kind of like
he needs something to channel his rage.
Yeah, he needs some action.
To some of his oh my god, my girlfriend got fridged rage.
Yeah, so he looks in. He goes and he finds a scrapbook and he starts looking through it, and he has a lock of his daughter's hair in the
like,
scrapbook.
Why?
Which thinks was like. Did he just put the scrapbook together, or does he just have it in case of emergencies?
Well, no, I mean, like, is it? Her hair from when she was a baby, because a lot of people save the hair from their first their
that's
kids,
a lot of hair
their kids first haircut.
I mean, I know kids can be hairy when they're born.
Well, yeah, but I mean it's like their first haircut, so obviously it's like grown and stuff, so they keep it, but would the smell still be the same?
Well,
I don't
of course
I
not.
Mean I don't
there's
know.
Different pheromones I'm
I mean
certain.
Either that or this guy's just like walking up to his daughter every month and he's like, time for the scrapbook, chop, and like glue. Just like has all this hair, and she's got really weird, uneven haircuts all the time.
Oh, poor Alice.
Yeah, that's right. Her name's Alice.
Poor uneven Alice. she's one of those garbage pail kids, and it's uneven Alice because her father cuts her hair for the scrapbook. I do like though that Wolverine, he finds the hair and he sniffs it, and I kind of wish that because he sniffs it and get the scent, and I kind of wish that instead of just also doing that, he also just kind of put it between his lip and his nose and went, I have a mustache, you know? And then just at the same time, that's when the guy came in back in from getting his
and he just
coffee.
Turns around, he doesn't say anything, and he just
he doesn't say
around.
Anything, and he goes, excuse me, and he just leaves. I was like, what was that? I thought you said these people were special. It's like, well, that's our janitor,
you know? Don't mind him, he is special.
He lives with me.
So he's going up the stairs. Jubilee is coming down the stairs, and she's like, oh my god, shirtless Luke Perry. And like, by the way, Wolverine's ripped shit, so I don't know what you're doing watching a shirtless Luke Perry.
Well, he's also extremely hairy. Maybe she's not that into that.
She might be into hair.
Obviously she's not, because she's into Luke Perry. And Luke Perry's just got the Elvis hair.
But Luke Perry's also like 98 years old at this point.
Well, right, but I'm saying he's... Logan.
But Logan
Logan's been around forever.
Yeah, but Logan doesn't age like normal humans.
Are you trying to say that Luke Perry looks at this... In 1992, looks older than Logan?
I'm just saying that maybe he's not nearly as ripped as Logan. That's all I'm saying.
Not nearly as ripped. He does not have the same quad... He does not have the same quad definition as Logan.
Right.
But, you know, I don't...
Well, perhaps that's a little bit of my own personal bias. Like, I'd rather have super ripped dude than shirtless 98-year-old Luke Perry.
I'm Luke Perry.
I'm a teenager. I'm on the beach.
Well, and he just falls down and breaks a hip.
I do like that she's excited because Luke Perry is doing a shirtless interview. And that's what she said. She's like, out of my way, Logan. There's a shirtless Luke Perry doing a TV interview.
So what, is he just like sitting there like in like a studio?
Yeah, that's not like, wearing he came shirt. Into like it's
Entertainment Tonight.
It's Larry King, actually.
Oh, okay.
Luke Perry.
Sitting around the table.
I can see your nipple.
One. You like, just one nipple?
I can just see one. Can I see the other? Janice from Kalamazoo, you have a question for Luke Perry. Yes, can you please put on a shirt?
Yeah, it's really weird that you're sitting there. Like, Larry King's like, no, I want to make him comfortable. Off comes Larry King's shirt. So then he's just wearing suspenders.
Suspenders
and
no shirt.
Two really old men. And bow tie. Just sitting around with no shirts on. In a TV studio.
It was the 90s, man. I do like this idea. I'm kind of into this idea of Larry King doing a shirtless interview to make Luke Perry feel good, and Jubilee watching it and being like really into this.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I actually want to imagine the rest of the X-Men watching it too.
Sure, why not?
I imagine.
About Morph?
Morph. He's like, I was in the cartoon. Goodbye.
I was in for one episode, but just before that happens, I'm going to morph into a shirtless Larry King on this couch.
Man, if Instagram was around in 1992, you would definitely see a shirtless Larry King in this as played by Morph.
Well, probably.
In this,
I'm surprised Larry King hasn't put up a shirtless selfie before. I mean, like Geraldo did it. Larry King might just want to follow suit at this point.
Nah.
What does he care? He's 8,000 years old.
Yeah, people be living.
Also, I am Larry King, just FYI.
What?
There's a very long running joke with a few friends of mine that I am Larry King.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you should, yeah.
When
this comes out, you'll have to remind them.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll let them know.
Okay.
We're talking about me because I am ancient.
You're not.
That's the joke. There you go.
Anyways, so he runs a Jubilee.
He's like, you don't get to watch that shirtless Larry King interview because you have to come with me.
You come with me. We're going to go and do something.
So they go to some bar somewhere.
They go to Portland.
Oh, they go to Portland.
Yeah, they're in like Oregon somewhere. Yeah, I don't know if they're in Portland.
Okay. They're
before Portland.
No, I don't think they are because they're out like more in the wilderness. So they're in some, probably the bar Superman was in Man of Steel.
The Alaskan open mic place.
Yeah, the one where he runs an open mic.
I think there's actually an open mic going on because there's a poster in the very back here and you can't really read it, but it says Friday and it says something chat.
Oh, yeah. See,
I think they tape podcasts here.
Yeah, I think that's what Superman was doing when he was up there.
Oh, was he taping this podcast?
Yeah, he was running the open mic and he was taping podcasts.
Oh, was he doing live podcasts like I used to do at in the lab?
Yeah, except he was doing them in the janitor's closet.
I'm Superman and this is my guest, Wolverine. Hi.
Just anybody who walked through. You're like, I want to get you on my podcast.
Hey, bub, I heard this is I really like your show. Thank you. So what are you doing here?
What is anybody?
That's actually
doing
the name
here?
Of the podcast. What are you doing here?
Yeah, that's what it is.
With Superman,
and when he busts his tables and he runs the open mic at this bar. Wolverine is now in.
Yeah. So he's there, and he's
and
like,
Jubilee is supposed to be his quote little sister. I'm like, why didn't you just say she was your daughter? You are obviously so much older than she is, but okay, whatever.
And clearly not of the same, like, because she's Asian and he's
I'm just like,
he's I don't know, whatever he is.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, she's my daughter, whatever. That would make more sense. But they're like sitting there and they see this group of people sitting around a table and they're like, let's go talk to them to see if they know who Alice is, because this is where apparently she used to hang out. And
the daughter?
No, Alice. Yeah.
The daughter, it's like a woman. It's like she's a kid though.
No, she's not a kid.
Yeah, she is. Wait, is she?
No, that's the thing. Like I thought she was a kid too, and you find out later that she was like involved with these people.
Oh, okay. See, I thought she was a kid.
So did I, but she's not.
Okay, that's still weird that he has her hair.
See, that's what gets weirder about it.
Oh, shit. All right, I don't like this book now. Anyways, continue.
That's why I'm like, oh, she's like 25 and her dad's still like, haircut, like running by the table. She's like trying to eat lasagna and he's just like, chop, oh, run, good, put
good
it
to,
in a book.
Good to see you for dinner. It's like, chop.
She's like, God damn it.
I'm not coming here on Sundays anymore, Dad.
Dad, we've talked about this. This is a violation of my personal boundaries. So
I thought she was a kid.
No, she's not. So they like go to talk to these people and they're like, hey, can we sit with you? And the people just walk away, which is what happens when I try to make friends. Hi, can I? Oh, okay, bye. Okay. I'll just sit in the corner. So they run away. And does he... Oh, Jubilee tries to draw some of the guys she saw.
Is it so? Is it these guys that they're...
Yeah, I
these
think...
These guys or the guys...
Well, they're sitting at the table. And so Logan's going to go talk to them. And they leave. And Jubilee's like, well, I saw these dudes. So she's trying to draw them.
Right.
To say, like, these are the guys that I just saw sitting here.
Okay, and so apparently these founders of this league, it's the National... what is it called? National Defense League.
Yeah, they're environmentalists.
Nature Defense League.
They're environmentalists.
It's not football. They're environmentalists, and but they're extreme environmentalists.
There was a whole X-Files episode about these guys.
Oh, really?
Well, not about these guys specifically, but about the type of, like, they're called eco-terrorists in the X-Files episode. It's called
They call them eco-tours.
Yeah, eco-terrorists is so much better.
They're just making up words.
Yeah, they really are. It's Darkness Falls, which actually I know a lot of people don't like, but it's one of my favorite X-Files episodes because Mulder and Scully go into, like, a logging camp where all the loggers have disappeared.
Yeah.
And they find, like... you know, eco-terrorists have, like, spiked the trees and, like, you know, littered the, you know, put sand or rice in the gas caps and all that sort of stuff to, like, really fuck with the loggers. And that's basically what these guys are doing.
Yeah.
But it's just because there's a giant bug and it eats them. But not in this comic. Yeah, that's in the
zone of Terror Inc.
Or a bunch of bugs, I should say.
So apparently there's two guys. There's Jake Greenfire and Johnny Bloodseed.
Whatever. Fuck that. That
Bloodseed is spelled
C-E-D-E.
So
fuck that. That is so stupid. Like, honestly.
That is not a name. Greenfire. Grenfire. I'm sorry. Is it supposed to be Grenfire? Okay, so it's Grenfire.
Grenfire and Bloodseed, which, whatever, comic book.
Whatever. So anyways, they're like, look, you know.
These are the dudes in charge.
They have.
Let's follow them.
Oh, they follow them. Okay, so they follow them.
So they put their costumes on, and they find... Oh no, there's another dude in there who's like going, who's part of their little group that Wolverine sees leaving, and he's like bald, and he's like, I smelled adrenaline.
Yeah.
That guy's up to some shit. Let's follow him.
Mm-hmm.
So they put the costumes on, they follow him, and he is what's called monkey wrenching.
Monkey wrenching.
So he's fucking up, you know, the logging stuff. So
he's got grenades. Yeah. He's into the logging.
He's
equipment.
Fucking up their engines. This is, like I said, in the X-Files episode, they do the exact same thing. Not with grenades, but like they're fucking up the engines so they don't work. All the equipment is shot. So they can't cut down the trees. Yeah. So that's what he's doing.
So basically, they hatch a plan where Jubilee is going to blind him and they're going to, you know, jump him and Q&A him. And it goes wrong because the guy's like, he's like, don't stop me. And he pulls a pin on the grenade. And Wolverine manages to bat him out of the way.
Yeah.
Which is now we finally get the title of this fucking book.
Yes, now we get it.
Of the story called Monkey Wrenching.
Yeah, and I think they had to explain all of this because nobody would know what you were talking about.
You didn't have to call it Monkey... Whatever.
You didn't. This is pre-X-Files episode, so yeah.
Could call it Ecotage or whatever, you know, whatever word you want to bring
whatever
up.
Whatever dumb thing you were just thinking of, but whatever.
You could have called it Shirtless Larry King.
Yeah. Why aren't more comics called Shirtless Larry King?
Shirtless Larry King, number one. Coming to a local comic book stand near you.
Yeah, we're going to write that. I hope Larry King doesn't
mind. It's just a flip book of him shirtless.
Just saying.
Just him slowly drinking a Welch's grape juice.
Yeah. No, actually, a prune juice. He is an old man.
But he loves the grape juice.
Well, maybe he's moved on to prune.
Okay.
It happens as you get old.
Mm.
So he like knocks this guy down and the guy's like, well, now we're gonna fight. So out come Wolverine's claws, and he like bats something away, like some debris away before it hits them. Guy kicks Wolverine like in the gut. And Wolverine's like, you can't hurt me. I mean, it hurts, but I'm fine.
Yeah, so he's they're fighting, and he's like, look, I just need to find out what's going on about this girl.
And he's like, nope. And instead of, this part made me laugh so hard, because this guy's like, he's like, tell me what's going on with this chick. And the guy's like, never. And he sees like a shard of metal like sticking up from the explosion. And the guy just like runs and just like belly flops onto it and kills himself.
Yep.
Which, could you die instantly from that?
Well, like, if you land on your heart.
Yeah, but do you think he landed on his heart?
I mean, it looks like he was aiming for it.
What if he missed? He's just like, oh shit, I'm still alive.
He landed on his balls.
Just whatever. Like, oh, I got it in the leg instead. Like, he just got shitty aim, and he's like, I'm not dead. And then he like tries to get up and do it again.
He's like, ah.
Keeps trying. Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
It's easier ways to kill yourself.
Yeah, there is. You don't have to go full Elliot Smith here.
So he just like, blah. And they're like, oh no, he's dead. I'll just pick him up and take him to the morgue. That's literally what they do.
Is that what?
Yeah. That's what happens. Wolverine picks this dude up takes him to the morgue. Because look, he's carrying him right there.
Then, okay, but here's the thing that I don't understand.
Would you take him to the morgue?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you just...
And first of all, how would you know where to put him in the morgue? Morgue you've never been to?
I don't know. And I don't understand why they had to go to the morgue.
Well, it kind of makes sense.
It makes sense only because of who they bring in. Yeah. But if you only... So they take him to the morgue... And Wolverine's like, Jubilee, you might want to leave because I got a weird friend coming in. And she's like, whatever. And who shows up at Terror Inc.? And Jubilee's mouth like unhinges like a goddamn snake, and she screams. Because her mouth looks, I mean, like that's like a Steven Tyler mouth. The way it is drawn here.
She's like full Mick Jagger.
It really is. I'm like, what happened? Why did her mouth get so big?
I like Terror Inc. He shows up.
But here's the thing. The only reason that you have this morgue scene is so Terror Inc. can pick up body parts.
Yes.
If you only wanted him to read the body parts of the dead guy, you could have just had him come to the woods.
Yeah.
But because we have to have this conceit later on, we have to set it in a morgue.
Yeah, of course.
So Wolverine literally takes the dude who just killed himself to the morgue.
But he puts him in a drawer.
Yeah.
Like in a drawer. Like, does he open up all the drawers? Like, dead.
Yeah, he's like, dead. Empty.
Ooh, empty. Throw.
Yeah, I guess. It doesn't make any sense.
Which also, too, there's nobody at this morgue. I mean, it's a fucking morgue.
No, it said that Wolverine gave the guy money that was stuck on the end of his claw. That's why the guy is not bothering them.
So there's a hole. You gave him a $5 bill with a hole in it?
Yeah. He was like, look, it's stuck at the end of my super giant knife coming out of my hand. And the guy's like, I'll take it. And he went on break.
I think you just leave anyways when Wolverine shows up, because it's like, I'm sorry. I can't. There's not much I could do. I got $5.
How do you explain that to your supervisor? Just like, oh, why is there an extra body in our morgue? And you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know how that dead person got there.
Oh.
It's not like he just walked in. Like, what the hell?
This sounds like Gotham's morgue.
This is Gotham logic. This is Gotham
logic, where they're just like, you know.
They're just like, it just makes sense. Just go with it.
Just deal with it. Anyway, so Terror Inc. shows up, and he has this kind of like this weird entrance, because as he walks in the door, there's a skeleton, like a prop skeleton or whatever, just sitting there, and he decides just to go clink, 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 clink on the skeleton's arm, body, and Jubilee doesn't notice it, and she's like commenting, and he just comes up behind her, he's like, yeah, you know, she's like, ah, you know, weird dude with whiskers, and, with whatever, oh, the fuck, those are whiskers, yeah. I don't know why they're whiskers, but they're whiskers. And it's funny, yeah, because she has this expression where she opens her mouth real wide. And it reminds me of this picture I took from, I think it's a Green Lantern comic, where Hal has basically the same thing with his jaw. He's like yelling and like, and it's this gigantic.
It just unhinges.
It's gigantic mouth, but... So if you're not familiar with Terror Inc., just imagine Actually, here's the best way. Imagine the mask, but instead of wearing a yellow outfit, he is dressed like
The Question,
Humphrey Bogart, or The Question, if you're reading the comic books, like, or he's just like Humphrey Bogart in like Casablanca.
Sure.
And he has whiskers.
And he's green.
And he's green.
Yeah.
Well, it's a mask.
Yeah.
So if you look, so imagine the mask of that. And so basically, he, you know, we've done.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to our episode that we did Terror Inc. But basically, his ability is to he can dissolve body parts.
Well, he can use body parts.
He could use body parts and attach them to his, because basically he's constantly rotting.
Yeah, because he's like dead.
He's dead, and he's like some sort of demon.
Yeah, character. So it's, and he can like absorb that person's memories and their abilities.
So if you're really good at like say basketball, he can like take it to the hole.
Yeah, so he'll be like, oh man, I want to be good at basketball. He doesn't have to take like all of your body parts. He could literally just be, I'll take this guy's ear. Now I'm good at basketball.
No. He needs.
Or does he need the hands?
He needs the hands, and he needs the feet. If he's good at basketball.
Ugh.
Right. So if he wants to be, because later he, we'll get to it, but
yeah.
So basically
we'll talk about it, yeah.
He, you know, he's like looking at the body and, you know, he's like, all right, well, I can Wolverine probably, I don't know where he knows him from.
Yes.
I'm going to say, I feel like I want to say Secret Defenders, but I can't.
This is one of those issues where Batman and Wolverine, you could literally just put Batman in Wolverine's place and it would be the exact same comic book.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a dick and he knows somebody who is calling in for help to figure out information about an investigation. And then he's a total dick to the person who's coming to help him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say much. You know, he's like, oh, and Jubilee's like, what's with your friend? He's like, he's not my friend. Like, you know, you get like those little asides. Like, there's no difference.
He's just a guy, no.
Yeah.
He's just here to do something for me.
Exactly. And so then whatever. I don't like him, but he's here to help me.
He's here to help
me. And I called him because I've met him through other weird circumstances.
He needs money for some reason, even though he's a rotting whisker man.
Well, you got to stay somewhere.
Sure.
So he's like, hey, what can you tell me? What does this dude know? And Terry Inc's like, let me pull out his eyeball and check. So he does.
But he pulls out his eyeball and he takes off his ear.
Yeah.
And he puts those on his body.
Yeah. So he's like, all right. So let me think. He's like, there's a lot of emotions going on. I'm trying to focus. Just to see, you know, what he knows about this girl and like how involved she was in this organization. Because it seems like her leanings are a little bit more conservational. She wants to conserve stuff. She cares more about the environment, but her dad is like, let's log. Woohoo! Yeah. Environment doesn't matter. Woo! And whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, by the way, I also have the hands of an artist because I stole those some other time. Let me draw what I saw. So he like draws the two dudes that are better drawing than Jubilee did. And she's like, that's my drawing. He's like, your drawing is my drawing.
Well, he's like, ooh, you have considerable talent. And she's like, no, don't take my hands. I want to imagine, I would love it if like he had like Rob Liefeld's hand.
He's like, I can't draw feet.
And he just draws like a big muscle head, you know.
Just a wall of muscle.
Wall of muscle with no feet, you know. You know, or it's just
that'd,
you know,
be funny.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, or I just,
he just starts wearing jeans all the time.
I got Rob Liefeld's jeans on me. I got his jeans in his hands. What else do I need? I don't need any other body parts. Except for life.
I'm the best. Rocks.
So he, yeah, you can make a lot of different variations on this joke. We'll just go with Liefeld one for right now.
Sure.
But yeah, so he's, you know, I'll be honest, I like this idea that this is what he can do.
Sure.
It's weird. The more I read stuff like this is actually a very good use of Terror Inc.
Yeah, but this is kind of the only thing you can really do with him too. When we read his book, it's hard to do an entire book where he's the main character. He's weird.
And I don't know.
I think he should only come in every once in a while to like help out in weird fucking ways and then go away.
Well, his book didn't last very long, so it's not like they ran out.
Because I am right.
Because you're right. I don't know. I kind of like it.
Sure.
Now I'm kind of thinking I should be more good to Terror Inc. And his.
Are you going to buy more Terror Inc.?
I might. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Oh, Jesus.
It's kind of low down on priorities. Like,
is that why you bought this one? Because it has Terror Inc. on the cover?
I did, yeah. Yeah. Well, also, too, I mean, we're always looking for, like, doing Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's kind of like a gateway into doing Wolverine because I don't want to pick up like a Wolverine and have it be in the middle of him being like, I'm in Japan and I'm in this middle of this intense,
whatever, you know, intense does.
Yakuza war or some shit, whatever he's doing. And I'm just like, fuck, man, I don't want, this isn't fun. You know, I just want to read something that something dumb's going on and, you know, or at least something that kind of, you know, like I can enjoy it. But at the same time, it just boggles my mind that this is, why is this, you know? But anyways, so they get ambushed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, we get to learn more about, you know, we learn a bit more about this
girl,
this guy, this Bloodseed guy, this reverend guy.
Oh yeah, now it's like a cult.
But now he's also known as Monkey Wrench because he was Monkey Wrenching earlier, so that's his name is Monkey Wrench.
Well, that he wasn't, that other guy was Monkey Wrenching.
No, but he was, but it was Bloodseed. That guy's dead.
Yeah, that guy's dead.
But he's Monkey Wrench, but now he calls himself Monkey Wrench.
Yes.
This other guy calls himself Monkey Wrench.
Yes.
And he's the reverend. And he's like the head of this extreme faction and
stuff like that. Yeah, eco-terrorist, basically. So Wolverine's like,
Ecotage.
So fucking dumb. And he's like, I smell him coming. And then they're like, all right, time to pose. And then so they all pose together for a nice little panel. And in comes our group of eco-terrorists. We have...
Okay, so we have some assholes here.
We've got some assholes.
We got,
I like that one of them's carrying like a giant saw.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
This is so dumb. So
this is what you have. You have, I think this is Monkey Wrench.
Yeah, the guy in the middle.
And his power, because first of all, he's carrying two Monkey Wrenches.
Yes.
So how did I not figure that out?
Yeah, and he also has a sledgehammer on his back and some spikes.
He's got some spikes, but he's got them across his chest like he's a Blade from 1970.
Yeah.
Blade the Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, he wants to be Triple H with that sledgehammer.
He does have a Triple H ponytail from circa 1999. So good on him. And apparently, also he has a belt with a Monkey Wrench kind of sticking across it, which I think is pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Guys, call me Monkey Wrench.
I'm really, really
please
into it, guys.
Call me Monkey Wrench. Look at my belt.
He's like, some people have signature colors. I have a signature tool.
I have a tool.
It's don't everything.
Please do not call me file.
No.
Or... screw.
No, don't call me Phillips head.
Phillips head wrench. Don't call me
flathead
or
drill. I don't want to be called drill.
Don't call me Jim Drill.
No, I am Monkey Wrench, and I've painted it on my car. I have pictures of it all over the place.
I have a question. Oh, wait, does he throw them at him? Throw the monkey wrenches? Oh, yeah. That's right. He does.
He does.
He throws a monkey wrench. Okay, he throws a monkey wrench.
It hits Jubilee in the face.
That's right. He hits her in the face. Because I was wondering for a second. It's like, wait a minute, because the next one he's using his hammer.
Right.
And, you know, but I was like, what did he do with the monkey wrench? Oh, that's right. He threw it in Jubilee's face.
Yeah. So who else?
And he also hits Terror Inc. And Terror Inc. goes airborne, getting hit with this wrench. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. That's actually very funny. That actually makes it worth the purchase.
Yeah. So okay, so there's Monkey Wrench. He's with
Monkey Wrench, and then he has a pickaxes.
Yeah,
the pickaxes
is three ladies.
Three ladies
holding pickaxes.
Three ladies with giant hair. One's got a sweet ponytail, Mad Max kind of ponytail.
Yeah.
Going on. I don't know what that means, but
sure.
But they all have pickaxes. If you didn't
pickaxes,
pickaxes, and there's three of them.
Sure.
And then he's got two dwarves.
And they're like twins?
They're
brothers?
They're brothers. One's called Little Paul and the other one's called Bunyan.
Oh, Jesus.
And they're carrying a big bandsaw.
You know, like that old timey, like one dude holds one side of it, the other dude holds another side, and you saw through a tree saw? Yeah. It's one of those.
They're just running with that.
I'm certain that's making like noises.
I'm surprised that's how he didn't smell. Like he's like, oh, I smelled them. I was like, what are you
surprised you didn't fucking hear the whirr. Yeah, you should have, because that's what those things sound like.
So, anyway. So everybody fights. And so he's got these. So Monkey Wrench has the hammer and the spike.
But the spikes are exploding.
Spikes are exploding. So he's like, hammer, spike, explode. You know, and you know it's slowing him down.
And Jubilee's like, oh, I got hit in the face with a wrench. So here come.
That's right, I forgot.
And then she's like, oh, my head. God, here come the two guys with the saw. And they're like, oh, man, you get her. I'll take her after you. It's really gross. And then Terror Inc. jumps in front of Jubilee and he gets sawed in half.
He does.
But luckily, oh, man, we're in a morgue.
We're in a morgue. And he's like,
so Terror Inc. can pick up some body parts and rebuild himself.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is great. You know, like, I was like, well, my legs were going anyway.
So it's like when you could like take G.I. Joes and like just swap out body parts.
Now, here's where it gets racist, I feel. slightly racist. Because he looks in the guy, there's a guy in the morgue.
Well, there's a drawer because he's like against all the drawers.
He's against all the drawers. And his name is James Chan.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So he's like, well, I need new legs. So he's like, and he looks in there, he's like, oh, I can work with this. And he just, he does whatever. I don't know if he takes the arms or something.
I don't know how it works, but he is getting new legs.
So he's getting new legs. And then, well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so and as, you know, then Peck Access is going at Wolverine and they get jumped.
Yep.
You know, he tricks them.
Sure. Jubilee's like, with her little hand, fireworks.
Yeah, she beats up little Paul and Bunyan.
Yeah, and then Terror Inc. is standing before them.
Terror Inc. shows up and he's like, hey, I'm back. And since now I have an Asian guy's legs, I can do karate kicks. Because that's the implication.
Sure, whatever. That's the
implication. I had a look at this and I went, because I'm like, why would they show you this person's name like this? And you're kind of, I feel like, I know it's not overtly, because he could easily kick.
Yep, nope, now he is a master of karate.
Apparently, because a dojo owner.
Sure, why not?
You know, passed away and was conveniently placed, and now his corpse
is desecrated. It's just not like James Chan's the insurance agent. It's James Chan, the martial artist.
James Chan, expert. The engineer. James Chan, the...
Baker?
Know, baker, yeah. You know?
Couldn't have been a no. He's a,
James Chan, the newscaster?
Why not? No, he's James Chan, the exceptional martial artist.
Exceptional martial artist. He gets all karate on these people, and then somehow apparently this is weird, the way that this goes. Like, he knocks these guys out, and then like immediately after he Monkey Wrench Man,
where I don't even know where he's been.
What happened to him? He probably got knocked down. No, he now set off up. One of his things, and like I think he basically... Oh, he set off one of his things and like exploded Wolverine.
Right.
So the whole time Wolverine's been out of...
No, because he fought with the pickaxes.
Okay, yeah. So,
Monkey Wrench is probably just standing around being like, don't have to do anything.
He's like, all right.
He's like Chris Jericho at, what is it, the Elimination Chamber or Royal Rumble?
Yeah, and he just
where he just like laid on the outside of the mat for like most of the match until it was time for him to get eliminated.
Pretty much. And then he grabs this guy, the guy's body, the guy who died earlier, the dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The dude that was doing the monkey run. I don't know what to do. I think his name is Lance?
I don't think it matters. He was the guy who impaled himself on the thing and was like, I'm dead.
Because he's kind of, Monkey Wrench is like, oh man, you're deep ecology, Lance. You are the first to see it through the end. Humanity has never been more than anything else on the planet.
Yeah, he's like,
Man's only real destiny is to return to the food chain and feed the maggots.
Right, so that's what he's going to do.
What are you guys doing?
Well, they're trying to save the Earth. That's what they think they're doing.
But they have to go away too.
But they know that. They know that. But they're like, oh, well,
they should do their shit. Just fucking.
Yeah, but they're trying to stop the destruction of the forest. So they're like, oh, okay, now it's time to put our brother back into the food chain. Mm. It's basically like that scene in The Lion King where Mufasa is talking to Simba and he's like, oh, you know, we eat the antelope, but when we die, our bodies become the grass and the antelope eat the grass, and that is the circle of life. Like, it's
so
that nonsense.
Oh, okay. So he was going to sing.
So they should be singing
Circle of Life here.
Yeah, it's soon.
Oh, maybe he got that. It's 1992. That's when The Lion King sort of came around.
This is actually what sparked The Lion King.
Oh, this is inspired. Okay.
Yeah, so this is what inspired the Lion King.
This particular issue.
So good for you guys.
Inspired Disney.
Yeah.
To
make the Lion King.
I feel like our chronology is a bit off.
No, I think we're right.
Okay. I'm going to believe I'm right. Don't correct. And anybody listening to this, don't correct us. We're believing this is right.
No, we're correct.
So anyways, Wolverine's like, yo, I'm...
Make up our own fucking facts.
So Wolverine's like, fuck this, I'm back. Here I am. And then Monkey Wrench is like...
Nope.
Monkey Wrench is like, nope. And then he takes one of his spikes and... pounds it into Wolverine's chest.
Yeah, but it's an explosive spike. So Wolverine falls backwards and everybody's like, oh no, Wolverine, like Jubilee and Terra Inc. are staring at him. And Wolverine's like, I know I'm not gonna, you know, this isn't gonna kill me. I can feel my healing power already. He's like, the problem is getting it out of here without getting exploded.
Right.
So that's how we end.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, so he's just kind of laying there, and Terra Hink's like, oh my.
Yes.
You know, it leaves on a cliffhanger. And and then in the next issue, apparently he's the Terminator.
Yeah.
Because on the cover, we have a picture, it's like the next issue, and it's like.
He's wearing like a leather jacket.
He's wearing a leather jacket, and he's kind of
shades.
He's standard, basically like the cover of the Terminator, you know, the poster for the Terminator.
Yeah, instead of the gun, it's just his claws.
His claws, and he's got sunglasses. And I'm like, so he gets better, and then.
He terminates? Yes.
So.
He gets sent to the future, and then he steals a biker's outfit, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
And he starts. Stabbing instead of shooting.
Stab. Yeah. Come with me if you want to stab. I'll be back to stab.
That movie would have been a lot different with a knife.
I don't think that line would have been as iconic.
No.
If Arnold was like, I'm coming. I'll be back to stab. I don't think people would be repeating it. I think it would have been that was the make or break. That was actually the first draft.
Yeah, it was. They were like, maybe not.
James Cameron was like, yeah, you know what? I know how to make movies. You know, take that out. We're not gonna make a shitty movie.
Yeah, not until Avatar.
Oh man, that's a hot take.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Actually,
hottest of takes. Are you kidding?
It's not really that hot of a take because Avatar is boring.
Well, I know that's the whole point of saying it's a hot take. hottest of takes.
There's not one. Actually, I kind of wish there was a line. If Avatar had a line where it was like, I'll be back to stab, and I was like, oh, this is a good movie.
I'll be back to do weird tail fucking things with my, I don't know how.
I'll be back to stab in 3D. Woo!
Stab. Aren't they making like 9 Avatars?
Okay, sure.
Sure.
You know what? It's been almost 10 years.
Right. Like, way too long now to do any more Avatars.
I'm like, nobody's going to care.
Nobody cared then. Nobody cares now.
I mean, granted, to its credit, though, I mean, it's not like, okay, Terminator came out in 1984. Mm. And then in Terminator 2 didn't come out until 1992.
Yeah, but you had like
that's a long time.
Yes, it was, but at the same time you had like a perfectly built-in story for that because she's pregnant at the end of the first one and now the second one is, oh shit, here's John Connor as a teenager.
Oh shit, it's
right?
Been long.
Yeah. Like, so you've already got this like perfect reason to come back at this particular time and like get, you know, Avatar is just like, and it's more Avatar.
It's more Avatar stuff you don't care about. Like, I'm sorry, I don't care about that movie. I'm just giving you shit for the hot take, but you're completely right.
I know I'm right.
Because who gives a fuck about this dumb movie?
I know. Hi, buddy. You want a podcast?
However,
we have a cat's podcast.
That's it for Wolverine number. We also, that's it for Wolverine for the story. Wolverine number 58 from early August 1992. Would you read the next issue of this?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm gonna. I want to know.
I mean, like I said, I thought the writing was good. I thought the story actually was very nice, and except for the why he takes him to the morgue, I think most of it made sense.
Yeah.
So I didn't hate it. I mean, I might read the next one.
I'll probably read it. I also want to understand why he's dressed like the Terminator.
Well, yeah, we always have.
I have a lot of questions, especially too, with Terra Ink just kind of hanging out. Like, does he leave? Does
yeah, he do, is he in the next one?
Is he in the next one? I'm kind of, yeah, I'm interested. So,
yeah, good question.
I'm gonna check that out. We do get the letters page, cutting edge.
That's a good name.
That is a good name. Nope. It doesn't really explain letters that much, but
that's
it is.
Okay.
It's good for Wolverine.
Yeah, it's good.
I will give him that. You know, we get a bunch of questions and stuff here.
Hey, I need this. Could you not knock it with your face? Thank you.
And
we have a cat podcasting with us.
Cat. And then what was I going to say? Oh, also, there's a coolometer in here.
Shit!
I feel like it's one. I can't remember if we've done this one before.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
because it's apparently the last coolometer.
The last?
Yeah.
I don't know if we've done the last, have we?
Well, apparently, let's do it. All so right. Apparently, the last coolometer, the coolest thing is coolots.
Okay.
Anna Maria Cool.
Who the fuck's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Cool Hand Luke. Cool Wodi. Kuala Lumpur. Kool Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Cool. Cool in the Gang. LL Cool J.
Oh, you guys think you're so clever.
High's Cool. And it's H, like High's Cool.
Yeah, High School was never
cool. 420, man. Whatever.
Yeah.
Calvin Coolidge.
Okay.
Cooley High, which is spelled wrong the way if they're trying to go for that joke. Because they're spelling C O O L I E, not C O O L E Y.
Right.
Because, you know, we're talking boys to men, ABC, BBD. Kulan Goth is probably Gaff.
Sure.
Wine Coolers, we're getting to the bottom now.
Uh huh.
Wine Coolers towards the bottom. Cool World.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Which, actually, it makes sense. First of all, they do it in one word, which annoys me. And it makes sense, though, because DC, I think, did an adaptation of Cool World. I think I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Somebody did an adaptation.
I thought it was a comic book before it was a movie.
It was created by people that did comic. You know what? I don't know anything about Cool World.
Neither do I.
I just know that.
I know I've seen
Brad Pitt's in it.
Yeah.
And Kim Basinger's in it.
Yeah.
And she's a cartoon.
Yes.
And it's sexy. Cool McCool. And coolometers are the most uncool thing in early August of 1992.
Man, you guys are so clever.
You went out on the high note there, coolometer.
Lies.
I'm bummed out. Kind of wanted it to be cooler.
The coolometer, not cool. That's why they got rid of it. Ow!
Are you being feasted on?
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. She just bit me.
Our cat. Let's tell a story about our cat.
Oh, no.
You don't want to talk about that?
No.
Okay. Maybe we'll tell another time.
Yeah. just really gross.
He's just a bum.
Who just bit me? Thank you a lot, jerk.
So that's it for this week's show. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean, S-H-A-W-N. And my Tumblr is theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And actually, before we do that, I have a question. Did you want to talk about your new podcast?
My new podcast?
With Joe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will talk about it. It's not up on iTunes. That's probably as of this time. But it's called I Can Talk Kayfabe. And you can find it at SoundCloud/I Can Talk Kayfabe. Mm-hmm. SoundCloud.com, I Can Talk Kayfabe. You can check out episodes of this new podcast of myself and Joe Todaro. He's a good friend out here, and he and I have a big affinity for pro wrestling, so as you know by listening to the show, so we have a podcast where we just review wrestling magazines and make fun of them and talk about the kind of it's kind of like a coolometer but for wrestling.
Yeah.
So but without the word cool in it. But it's a lot like this show, but us talking about wrestling magazines. And so when it comes up on iTunes, because I'm kind of waiting for it to be available on iTunes, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to, because I have to do some other stuff with it, and you know, there's got to be a few more episodes that we got to put up, but it's going to get up there soon. And but if you do want to check it out, if you're in SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com, and you can just search for I Can Talk Kayfabe, or I believe it's just I Can Talk Kayfabe, SoundCloud.com, I Can Talk Kayfabe.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com. I will do a little teaser here, and I will just say stay tuned for Glitter Face.
Oh, man.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. And also, if you want to participate in the show and you want to email us and talk to us and tell us things that we got wrong, or you want to tell us things that you know, and you have thoughts on anything that we talk about, because we talk about a lot of dumb stuff here. And I do like it when people are like, hey, I heard you talk about this. Well, I'll participate in this. I like that when people do that in other podcasts where they're like, oh, you guys mentioned this dumb thing, and I'm going to relate to that, you know, that you did, but I still like your show. And I'm like, well, so please do that.
Yeah.
Or if you have any thoughts about Wolverine, you know, which I'm sure you do, because Wolverine's very popular.
Who doesn't have thoughts about Wolverine?
Or Terror Inc. If you have a thought about Terror Inc., share it. The email address is worstcollectionever@gmail.com. So please also go to iTunes as well. Rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, tell them to check out the show. Leave us 5 stars on iTunes if you think we deserve it. That really helps us in terms of getting our visibility up and on the charts, and just making people aware of the show. So we would really appreciate that. So thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.